He had the collar on a horse and a, what do you call that other thing, a ham, I believe, over the collar that you hook your chain on.
Suppose when y'all were riding, you came to a log in the road.
You mean a riding horseback or buggy?
With a pair of mules.
We couldn't do anything but get it out of the road. We had to get it out of the road if it was in the road where we had to pass. We'd have to get it out.
Maybe people tied a rope to it and
pull it out. Or you just, sometime you could get a stick, you know, and just roll it over. Just keep putting your stick under it and roll it over until you could pass.
But when they were clearing up these woods, didn't they just take oxen and tie a rope around a log and they
drag it out? Of course, we never had any oxen. We had to cut ours up and pull it out the best we could, you see.
Yes, ma'am.
But they used to use oxen in the woods. They still, I don't know if they still use them in the woods or not, but they used to use oxen to haul logs out of the woods. Slide them out, you know, until they could get where they could put them on a wagon.
Those wagons, they had a hub, right?
Yeah.
And then spokes went out of the hub. And then the spokes fit into a what?
A big old iron thing like that, about this wide. All around it.
The iron went around the what?
Around the spokes. You see, the spokes was hooking to the hub. The hub was a big, right at the back. What you call these things that go across like that? Where you put your body on. They call it a hub. Axle, that's right, axle.
Yes,
and you see, those spokes came from this axle. They went up, you see, and all around. They put them in here, and then when they got them enough in here like they wanted, well, then they fixed this other thing around them. This wire iron, you see.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there a wooden feller around here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Around
it was.
Mm-hmm. And when that iron would start, when the wood started to, when you hadn't had any rain for a while, the wood did what?
It would rot, you mean, or it would...
When you didn't have any rain, the iron wouldn't fit on the wood, it would start to... You ever have that happen to you?
Sometimes, not very much. Because if it rained, the whole lot, you see, well, we had places to put all our tools, and they never got wet. Now, yes. Some people, that might have happened to some people, you know, a lot. But we always had a shed to put our tools in, and they never did get wet.
Yes, ma'am. And then when that old wagon wheel started squeaking.
We had to grease it.
With what?
With an axle grease, they called it. They still have that grease for some things, I don't know.
If you didn't have a paddle, you ended up getting your hands on.
You had a paddle. And there's something on the end of that hub there that you take out, and you put grease on there and put it back. There you go.
You usually end up getting your hands all
greasy.
Yes, ma'am.
Most people had gloves, so for that, they put gloves on for that.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you about some things you might use in the house, like you straighten your hair with a comb or what else would you use?
Let me see that. You mean to straighten your hair?
Yeah,
you had a little kind of a, I didn't think they had any more of those things.